Good morning.
Tiger Talk, Ann. How about some Tiger Talk?
Oh, Elin says that she would like to stay together.
What?
Really?
Yeah, she says for the good of the family. You know, her parents were divorced. She felt slighted by her father, had a very bad effect on her. She doesn't want her two kids, Sam and Charlie, to go through that. So she wants to keep the family together, even if it means they live together as friends instead of lovers, and he would be in a separate bedroom.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, no, because that doesn't teach the kids anything either.
Exactly. Now, during the past week, she reportedly visited him at the Gentle Path Sexual Addiction Clinic, which is in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they got along. She was there to give him support. He was in the middle of the six-week counseling session where they allowed the wife to come in finally. And this is the rough part where the patient has to admit to the wife that he cheated. But, I mean, he obviously, we know the whole world knows that he cheated.
I think it's a little late.
But now Tiger wants to stay married. He wants to hold on to his family. He'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. But I think he wants it for the wrong reasons. He wants to go back being the big golf star, major endorsements. He wants his clients to respect him again as a good family man. Yeah, right, little late now. He had hoped all along that his wife's anger would die down and then he could discuss with her the situation more rationally. Yeah, right again. And he will do whatever it takes to keep her from leaving him and taking the kids. He's so desperate to get her back that she's the one who said, you have to go to sex addiction rehab. And he said, okay, and that's why he went. Now, word is she is smart as a whip, wonderful woman, caring mother, special person, educated, capable. But friends say she could be lonely forever.
I tell you, it's sad no matter how you look at it. Right?
I know. It seems like that's all everyone's talking about is couple news these days.
Well, you got Brangelina. What's going on there? They aren't.
They are, they aren't. They are, they aren't. They are, they aren't. It looks like they aren't. She feels he's boring and toxic. He feels she needs to see a shrink or he's going to leave. Word is they've already seen a lawyer here in Los Angeles. They've split up the assets because they've got a heck of a lot, including a 35-bedroom chateau in the south of France. They have an island in Dubai in the shape of Ethiopia. They have a wildlife reserve with several villages in Cambodia. They have a home in the French Quarter in New Orleans. They have a house in Malibu where he used to live with Jennifer. And he just bought another house, a $1.1 million house. Here in Los Angeles, $1.1 million means a garage. But that's what he bought, and apparently it's a place for him to go. And also, I've heard word that recently they were staying in New York at the Waldorf Astoria, and one of the staff members started to talk about what she's seen, and she said every time they went out, it was a perfectly staged event to counteract any rumors of problems. It's always a big production orchestrated down to the door that they're going to leave. No family dinners, no movie nights, no dinners with the two of them alone. At night, she would be in her room drinking white and red wine, and he was always in the lounge drinking beer. He just sits by himself texting on his phone for hours. So it looks like now she's going to live in the chateau in France, and she will use that as the base because she's going to be shooting a movie called The Tourist and Frog and Venice, so that'll be her home base. But it doesn't look like they're really together.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think the last straw was that awful beard he has right now.
Oh, come on.
What is that? First of all, how do you get it that long? To grow a beard that long?
I don't know.
Decades.
I couldn't do it.
I guess it's for a movie, though. He's not a fan of the glue-on beard, so he's doing it for a role or something. It's hideous.
I just think, you know, you're this couple, you're always in the spotlight, and you're always reading and hearing about the fact that you're not together. I think that would be tough on any relationship.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You're almost doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, of course they had that huge sexual attraction at the beginning, but now they're very opposite. The way they want to raise the kids, she wants to adopt more. He's saying, no, enough, stop now. And she just wants to go ahead, so she has different interests than he does.
Are we talking Brad and Angelina or Jay and Billy Joe now? I'm getting confused. Stop it.
Brad and Angelina.
Chatilla's Hollywood. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you then.